This is Craig.
Hello, good evening. Craig, my name is Jay. I'm calling you on behalf of Opinion Research. We're just conducting a very short statewide public opinion poll. We would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind, share your opinion real quick? Are you a registered voter on the state of Florida?
Me too.
Are you registered to vote?
I am.
Oh, okay, thank you. And what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you, and I appreciate you taking the time to help me. It means a lot to us. When there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always, most of the time, some of the time, really, or never? Do you always vote?
Yes, always.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you recognize the name Keith Gross? Recognize that name? Keith Gross?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. I can't understand you.
I'm sorry. Do you recognize the name Keith Gross?
No, I'm not familiar with that, no.
How about Mr. Donald Trump? Do you recognize the name?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable or neutral opinion of Mr. Trump?
Favorable.
And how about Rick Scott? Do you recognize the name?
Yes.
Favorable, unfavorable, or neutral?
Favorable.
How about Mr. Ron DeSantis? Same question.
Favorable.
Thank you, Chair. Now, moving forward, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
Scott.
And do you strongly support Scott or someone support Mr. Scott?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida U.S. Senator?
Yes.
And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance and reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government? Approve or disapprove?
Approve.
And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance and protecting Social Security?
Approve.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, during the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee, and he was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races most thought they will win. Some blame Scott's suggestions to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does have no effect on your vote?
No effect.
Thank you, sir. We're almost done. Now, finally, I'm going to ask you again, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, from who would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
Scott.
And do you strongly support Mr. Scott or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Okay, sir. It's just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages. Can you tell me, is your age between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you, sir. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, just for the sake of the research, so we know that we're talking with people of all of ethnicities. White, Caucasian, Black, African American?
It doesn't matter to me. Okay. I'm not going to answer that one.
No, no worries then. Thank you, sir. Do you consider yourself a Cuban American? Yes or no?
No, no.
Okay. In terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
Male.
Thank you, sir, very much for sharing your opinion. Very kind of you. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.